You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's Monique Leray, and this is The Startup with Monique Leray. So glad to see you on Valentine's Sunday. I hope everyone's getting all the love they need or giving it. And hey, I hope you're taking some time out for you today. I have the pleasure of having three amazing entrepreneurs from all over the world. And today we start off with Nicole Goodrich from Glam Bitch.
Yay, hi.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Happy Valentine's Day. How are you?
Happy Valentine's Day. I'm glad to hear it. I'm well. And so are you. So tell us what's going on with your weather right now. You're calling in from the snow, right?
Yeah. So we are having a huge snowstorm. It started Friday and it's been crazy. Freezing rain, trees are down, people have no power, 8 inches of snow in Portland and Washington and Oregon. You know, it's like it shuts everything down. So it's been crazy weather.
I mean, it's just like keeps coming, you know, it's just back to back things lately. But I'm glad you made it through the snow and we're back with you because you have an amazing brand that you're actually bringing to the Southern California area in about 60 days. I guess we're about 70 days away. Why don't we share what your brand is and then what you're doing?
Yeah, so Glam Bitch, we launched last year, and I'll do a little peek here, which you have yours also. So these are kits, and they're magnetic lashes and adhesive lashes, which I have on today are the adhesive lashes. And they're great for people who are on the go, easy. You know, you have to apply your lashes in a quick 2 minutes. The magnetic liner is awesome because you will have your lashes on all day long. And I just absolutely love them. So it's the new rave right now for lashes. A lot of people can't wear them, regular extensions anymore. And so magnetic and adhesive lashes are the new thing.
Yeah. And, you know, it's really, I've loved seeing it take off. And it's a really cool kind of niche market for beauty. And I don't see you ever really going away. I mean, you're going to always need a good lash, no matter what industry you're in. Why don't you walk us through for someone that's traditional that has the glue and doesn't really know why you would go for an adhesive that is magnetic?
Well, for a lot of the reasons is that sensitivity. So people who just can't have that on their skin, like myself, that's kind of how the whole business launched is I had extensions and then I became allergic to the adhesive that, you know, you put on the extensions with. And that didn't work. So then I switched to glue. Glue was great for a while, but same thing. You still had the reaction. And so your eyes swell and you itch. Magnetic liner is a lot gentler and they still hold incredibly. You can also change your look in the middle of the day with magnetic liner. You can go to a short lash, a big dramatic lash, something with a little more curl for more pop. So they're easy.
I just learned something there, though. So you could start off, like, say, you know, you have a day job. It's a little more conservative and corporate. And, you know, you don't want to drag queen it out just yet. You want to drag queen it out later when you go out.
Exactly. That's common. That's common because a lot of, like, my girlfriends, they're nurses. And they're like, gosh, I can't wear my regular, like, you know, date night lash out to work. And so what do you have that, you know, is still gives my face a pop because this is typically what they're seeing with their patients.
This is what it is.
And, and so they can still like feel feminine and still like, you know, look like they're put together with a lash. And a lash makes all the difference. It's almost like a frosting on the cake personally. So it opens up your eye and just, you can start with a daytime lash, which we have different choices for you on that, like shorter, a little bit with a little bit of a wing where it's narrower toward the nose and it wings out on the side like I have on today. And then if you need to at 5 o'clock, hop in the car and meet somebody for cocktails, you can pop on a different lash and take it up a notch.
Oh my God. I love, actually, you know, the positive thing about one of them, I think, is having fun with your eye makeup. And I mentioned this before, but our Muslim sisters that have the wrap, oftentimes have beautiful eye accenting makeup and things. And I find that we could really learn at the start and have fun with it. I mean, it's a sucky time, but you're offering something that could be fun.
Yeah. And you know, that's the thing is that I think everyone's been staying home and you just don't get up in the morning and put your normal makeup on or dress up like you used to. It's, you know, a lot of sweats and yoga wear, even though you're not going to yoga. So just kind of putting on a little bit of a lash and a lip gloss even makes you feel that much better in the morning. And I've always been a firm believer of look good, feel good. So
good. And well, you know what? I think the storm is actually probably kicking in because your volume went down just a little bit. We want to be able to hear you. Maybe we can check your volume level and see. She's got a good storm up there. While you're adjusting that, Nicole, I'm going to give everybody the tags. Make sure you're following Nicole, guys, on Instagram. It's Shop Glam B, Glam Bitch, right? And then,
Glam Bitch.
Oh, you're back. Okay, we can hear you better. Go ahead and plug your handles so we can find you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Shop Glam B is our Instagram, and that's where you're going to just find everything that's happening quickly. Also, you can find us at the same on our Facebook. And I even have my own Nicole Goodrich. So I just kind of go back and forth because it's easy for when I'm out in the public and just kind of like on date night or at the grocery store of just, you know, taking a quick snap of like, these are what regular women are wanting. They're wanting to look good and feel good, especially at these crazy times. So, I mean, I'm talking to the girl at the bar or the girl at the checkout stand and, you know, talking about lashes and just kind of reaching out to each other and saying, hey, there's other options for people than just a grocery store product that, you know, doesn't hold up as well. And the liners are not as strong. So
that's
something that we offer. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so, you know, really good ideas often do come from answering a question or figuring out a problem. I'm currently finishing up one of my degree and my entrepreneur class, you know, my professor Jess was talking about this. And why don't you tell us, we have a few more minutes. Why don't you share a little bit about your personal journey to this product?
Well, personally, I was right before my wedding, I had extensions on and I loved extensions because you wake up in the morning and you're dialed in, you're ready to go because you just look awake. And I became allergic to the glue. And had to take them off and they damaged my lashes and I had to wait for them to kind of grow back in a little bit, but I just kind of always felt naked, I guess is like the word of, So last year I was just sitting around the house and I thought, gosh, you know, I'm always trying to search for the right glue and the right lash at CVS or Walmart or wherever, you know, I'm frequenting. And here came Glam Bitch. I was like, everybody kind of wants to be a little bit of a glam bitch. And so I did a ton of research, making sure that we had quality lashes that are going to hold up, that are going to be lightweight where you can't feel them. They're going to, you know, you can wear them in the car, the convertible out on the boat, they will stick. And so I got everything in, you know, did the research on the product line, making sure that it's, you know, not anything that's going to, for me, I have super sensitive skin, but I also have other girlfriends who are even way more allergic to what than anything that I am. And so I also had them tested like, hey, you know, you are definitely an organic user. Can you use this and see if it is going to bother you? And they all love them. And so that's where it all kind of started. Just it grew from there.
No, it's a really good story. And you did, I think, feel something in the market for people with sensitive skin. And also, the weight is interesting because you're right. I find that like later in the evening, I'll just want to pull them off. And I'm like, no, I want to keep the look. So you've got this push and pull against yourself. It's like, my face is going to look totally different in about 2 seconds if I take these lashes off. So the weight is something if you're an avid, a frequent eyelash wearer. Where do you see the brand going?
Well, we're really excited about coming down to California. That's something I'm super looking forward to. And maybe even do some more private label with some, you know, different salons and spas. So we're kind of reaching out a little bit in that avenue, even going international. So Japan is our next venture. So we will see where we go from there.
Nice. The packaging's really great, you guys. If you want to get that last minute Valentine's gift, you know, the turnaround's pretty good. Maybe it can be, you know, in about 2 weeks or so. This is a great product for your loved one, your niece, your love, your wife, your friend at school. I mean, whatever, you know, Glam Bitch is what you want. And give us your handles one more time, Nicole, and we'd love to maybe check you out.
Instagram is the best way to find us, and that's at Shop Glam B. B is a boy for Shop Glam Bitch. And so that's where you can find us. Get all the before and afters of all of our people who are using our lashes and what's going on in our little life and how we're growing and having fun.
Great. And we are excited to have you. Nicole will be one of the many beautiful brands joining myself and a team for Oscars week. It's actually coming up April 23rd. I was trying to do the math on that. So yeah, we've got about 73 days, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be socially distanced with the mask, of course, in Hollywood. We'll release all that information as we get closer. But this is a really great time of a network of celebrities, actors, media, and a lot of brands to intermingle. And this is how it happens, guys. When you see those product placement ads in films and commercials with celebrities in it, mingling like this and these opportunities is kind of what happens in the background. So these people meet and they form an alliance and a friendship, and they help each other with the production of the brands and the marketing. So I think it'll be a really good time. I'm excited.
It's going to be exciting. It'll be fantastic.
Yes. And I'm going to be wearing Glam Bitch. I mean, the whole I mean, I think I'm going to do that. Let's start with the conservative Glam Bitch. Maybe we'll do an 8 a.m. one.
Perfect.
And then, yeah. All right, Nicole.
I will put them in the mail.
Yes, I love it. Well, thank you again for sharing some of your Valentine's Day with us. And you guys, order those lashes. You want your date to look beautiful all week long and in 2 weeks and in a month. And get it on Shop Glam B. Nicole Goodrich, be safe, stay warm. See
Thanks.
You soon.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Nicole. Bye, love.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, you guys, that was Nicole Goodrich from Glam Bitch. All right, so again, I think that the packaging is really cool. And she's even got her Instagram and her website on the back. And, you know, hey, it's distributed in America, right? So that's cool, right? You got a little hometown love there. What a cool, I just love that idea. So there you go. You know, you can have an idea and it be solving a problem that you're dealing with daily and actually become a tangible product. So we can't wait to see her. And thank you so much for joining us through the snowstorm. I think we've got Loda coming on. And just, sorry, guys, I'm trying to adjust my hat here. Loda, how's it going? Welcome.
Hey. Happy Valentine's, Monique.
Happy Valentine's Day, Loda. I'm wearing your ring, darling.
Oh,
yes. Yes. So why don't you introduce yourself in case people don't know who you are and where you are?
Right. I'm in Bali, Indonesia. Beautiful paradise. A little bit restricted at this time, but I made a living here for many, many years. Lately, a couple of years ago, I started my brand, Archery Jewelry. And that's a brand that is meant to be inspiring, to get that powerhouse out of you physically and mentally. So it's to be worn for the everyday battle and the ball, to be
that's right
short
the battle and the ball. And you know, it's kind of like we were just speaking with Nicole from Glam Bitch, and she has an 8 a.m lash, and then you build up to the evening lash, which is more dramatic. So the battle during the day and then the ball in the evening with archery. And I like that you've merged both cultures. So you're from Sweden and now yes. You live in Indonesia. So walk us through how that was cultivating a brand that is honoring both cultures.
You know, it's. I think there's always an inner warrior in you, wherever you are. And Indonesian people, Balinese people are very, very resilient people. They have gone through, you know, colonizations and all that jazz. And me coming from Sweden, the Vikings were those who were kind of raiding and trading and all that. But I can see the commonality of people that trying their best every day, you know, going through hardships, and especially these times. I mean, we've gone through a lot of hardships this year. So I see the commonality of, and the women here are super strong. They are the ones that are kind of head of the household in one way, you know, keeping the finances and all that, even though they have a traditional role as a woman, I would say they try to make the most of it and get their fair share of it. So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I'm on board with that.
That's a great way to put it. I guess you can, you know, do it all and have it all and still have fun. And your line is actually fun. You've been posting a lot of new ads with your jewelry, a new model, a new hairstyle. It's very fierce. The word fierce comes up. It's just, it's in your face. It's a little more, it's a lot more bolder than what I've seen. Not a little, a lot more bolder. Walk us through this new social, this new social media campaign you have going for archery.
Right. As you can see, my eyes there. All the cape, the helmet, everything. So I always wanted that. I think, as I told you, inner warrior. And now I had opportunity to have an ad campaign in Vanity Fair, UK edition.
Wow.
So I wanted to kind of embrace that. Okay, where I'm from, what do I want to say? What is my message? So, we had a good friend of mine. She's Celtic, beautiful red hair. So we did that whole braiding like the Viking series, you know, the whole Lagertha style of hairdo and put all the jewelry bling on. We even had a husky working with us for the photo shooting. And yeah, it was great fun and it turned out well. So it's Vikings and shield maidens. That's the kind of the approach I'm more emphasizing in my brand now.
Great. I mean, a lot of TV shows come to mind that could really use your jewelry inspiration. But
I know, right?
Yeah. Congratulations on that Vanity Fair cover. You'll have to shoot a cover of it and post it. You know, we would love to see it. I mean, that's a really huge accomplishment for your brand. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I will do that. I'm waiting to get the copy. I mean, in Bali, Indonesia, I'm not sure if I can get the printed version here, but I'm going to ask my friends to send it or whatever. So yeah, absolutely.
Or online. Yeah, we want to see pictures, more pictures. So, you know, look, guys, I want to just point out, in case you've seen me post about Lotha, she's been with me for the last two and almost 3 years. She's been amazing. Brand partner, and she's in a lot of things, and including our pandemic project documentary. At the end of the documentary trailer, the beautiful Lotha is in the trailer, in case she looks familiar to you guys. If you haven't seen it, check it out on YouTube. Just type in the pandemic project documentary, and it's 7 minutes and 58 seconds, so we break the rules there, and we are very extended, but we leave off with Lotha in Bali. So have you been getting any feedback from seeing you on the trailer?
Yeah, actually, a lot of people say, wow, congratulations. So, you know, good on you. And thank you for, you know, bringing a little bit of the world that I'm in into the bigger pictures. So a really good and nice feedback from people have seen it on my Facebook and everything. So I'm very proud to be part of it, because you trying to do something great. And if we can have a little tiny part of that, I mean, isn't that what life is about? To serve and help others, right?
Absolutely right. Thank you. I'm so glad people are loving it. Later this year, I'll be with you physically, you know, as long as we can get in the country. And as people know, we'll be traveling internationally starting next Sunday for the second installation of the pandemic film, and that it's called the pandemic film. So you're in the pandemic project documentary, and the international version is called the pandemic film. And if you guys are interested, you can check that out on YouTube again. And if you have a story and you're international, you can go and email us and tell us your story and tell us which city and country you're in, and maybe it's on the list. You can email us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com or the startup with MoniqueLaRay@gmail.com. But getting back to you, Lotha, you also have another brand called Nordic Delights. And that's why I list you under the lifestyle umbrella, because you've got the beautiful jewelry, That's the silver piece. I wear it almost every day, guys. You've got the jewelry, the earrings. Yes. Beautiful pieces for belated Valentine's Day if you haven't ordered. But then you have Nordic Delights, which is the food sector of your brand. Tell us more about that.
Right. So Nordic Delights, I happen to have one of the spoons here. I don't know if you can see the brand there. It's all handmade and it's all organic and made here in Bali, Indonesia. And basically it's about cooking, connecting and contributing. So it's different part to it. So I embrace people that want to know a little bit more Swedish traditions, Scandinavian cooking, and what it's all about with the midsummer and smuggler's board and all that jazz. And also going out to people that has hospitality businesses here and try to highlight them during this hard time. So we all can have a kind of a win-win situation that we'd be a little bit highlighted. So that's the goal, to kind of bring people who can't travel to Bali now, they can at least see the scenery, see what we're cooking, and have a Scandinavian twist to it. And I also do consulting for other hospitality businesses that need some kind of help in the kitchen or with the staff or menus or something like that. So I started the jewelry in the hospitality and restaurant business. So coming back to that, and as we talked about before, you just have to reinvent yourself for whatever comes, right?
That's it. That's it. That's the true Viking spirit anyway. And we've all turned into Vikings during this pandemic, I tell you. What specifically has Bali been dealing with from the entrepreneurial side as of late? Because you guys aren't in lockdown right now, right? You guys are back open or semi-lockdown, or what's your deal?
I would say it's a semi-lockdown. No international tourist travel can come in so far until the 25th or the 28th of February. We don't know yet. And it changes all the time, depending on how it looks like around the world. It's a restriction on how long establishment can be open. It's around 8 or 9-ish at the moment. And of course, 25% of capacity on restaurants can only be filled and all that jazz. So it's very, very hard. I would say it's super, super hard because it's 85-90% depending on tourism, right? And people work in the tourism business, even if it's a supplier, a transporter, in a hotel. And yeah, to be honest, a lot of hotels has been affected in that way. They had to kind of close down and give it up. But as I say, people are resilient. And I think Balinese people, Indonesian, has gone through so many devastating phases in their life. So I think in one way or another, they will survive. Maybe not on the level that they wish to, but I think it's a fighting spirit in there. And we kind of still have the hope and the faith that it will come back.
I agree. I think people are going to want to get out of their houses and stay out of their houses for a long time once they get the vaccine and things start getting a little bit acclimated. People are going to be coming over there, Mona. You're going to be so busy. I'm putting that out there for you in the universe. And
the government's trying their best. They're trying their best to check around the regulations for nomad living, the licensing, and then the visas and stuff for that. So they're really, really trying to look at things, how people can come here, make it easier for you for business visas and stuff like that. So they really, really want us to yes.
Shout out to Bali's government there. That's a really, as an entrepreneur, you know, you made a Bali made a list. I read an article a few years ago, and I've got to find it. But you guys made one a list in this magazine that was like the top place for an entrepreneur to live, like affordable for startups. And I thought that was pretty. Yeah. So I'm glad
it
to
is.
Hear that.
I mean, it is. It's a great opportunity to come here, kind of reset your buttons and reset your what do I want to do in life? You have that opportunity here. Which is kind of rare, to just be able to relax, sit back and figure it out as you go.
Sure. No, I love it. I think, you know, we're going to be helping out as much as we can here with my production company with this second installation of the pandemic film. We're doing 16 or 17, I got to look at the list, cities worldwide. And it's an ambitious goal. But we want to help pump some money into the economy and give these cities some recognition if we can on some little level or however we can. So we'll be doing the show next week, and actually from Mexico City and Bogota, Colombia. So those are the first two cities. We had to put Brazil on hold, but Brazil will be coming back. We'll do that at some point, but we're going to kick it off here, and we'll make our way to you if they let us in and we're testing negative and we're quarantined and safe, and that's the only way to do it. So
right,
we're doing our
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I think so. You need a 3B, B, Bogota, Brazil, and then Bali. I think that sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah, right. The BBB. And then we're done with the film. Yeah. No, and I'm excited to do this. And again, to tell the stories of the entrepreneurs around the world. It's not just about us Americans. It's about a whole, we're a whole planet that's dealing with this. And I really want to see how you guys are doing it. So thank you for, you know, being a part of this. You guys, let's follow you. Give everybody your handles. Where can people find you?
This is my new lookbook. I sent it to my newsletter, so that's coming out with all the recognitions and things that we have done during the past 3 years, Monique, all the swagbag. And I can just emphasize what you said to Nicole, that this is a great opportunity to get your brand out there and the awareness and be part of something that is greater than you. So I need those lashes as well, because it's early in the morning here.
Yes, it's about 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. there. Look at that lookbook.
Yeah. So this is the lookbook, and I have it online and I have it in print. I'm quite excited. How cute is that? My cat is in there, my daughter.
Congratulations. I need one of those. I've got to do one for my brand. Look at you. You're inspiring me. Look
you
at
remember
that.
Jessica Satch? She was yes, one of my first customers in the States. And the Black Girl Rocks, another of yes. my clients. So, yes. Hello. So, I'm super happy
now.
About that. Yes.
Love it. That makes me very, very happy. And finally getting some things. And Lota, you know, guys, Lota's a great example of doing these events with me and these placements and taking those things we've done and putting them together, because it truly is a puzzle. I can kind of give you the way to go, but you have to put it all together and get your Constant Contact. Shout out to Constant Contact and MailChimp. You have to, you know, you do those email blasts and the lookbook and integrate it all together online. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you. It's been a good journey. I'm super happy. I wouldn't be have it out the other way. So, I mean, I'm super grateful. So absolutely. So someone want to check it out. Send me an email if you want the lookbook on your email. It's Archery Jewelry. I don't know if you can see it. Archery Jewelry at gmail.com. Spell the English way as we yep. do over here. The more complicated way.
I'd say the Swedish way, because it'll confuse Americans if we say the English way, unless we say
the
British
way. Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
So you got to say it's spelled the British way for us. I don't know. It's spelled
British way.
The way you guys want to say it. Where can we find you on social media?
So Archery Jewelry has a Facebook page. It has an Instagram, and it's spelled the same way, Archery Jewelry with the double L. So the Scandinavian way of spelling, we say it that way. So that's where I am. And same thing with my Nordic Delight with 2 E, Nordic Delights, Facebook and Instagram. And that's where I do my little tutorials, my little tips and tricks and traditions of that part of the journey. So, yeah, just send me an email or something if you want to know more, or you want to have the product catalog, or go to the website if you want to order something. We ship in the States as well.
Beautiful. Lota, it was so good to see you. Happy, I was going to say Merry Christmas. Happy Valentine's Day. Good morning.
Happy
Thank
Valentine's
you for all. Aw, you're so sweet. I'm not as romantic as you. I got a glam bitch kit here. We got to get you some
Aww,
glam bitch.
Yeah, I got it for my daughter, so that's cool.
Yes.
Aww.
Nicole, we've got to order some. All right, we will see you really soon. And we've got some things brewing, too, that we'll talk about later and tell the world about. Good to see you, lovely.
Good to see you, Monique.
All right.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Bye.
Love to Bali. All right, you guys. That was one of our international friends, partners, and associates, Lota Lasason with Archery Jewelry. And Nordic Delights. So check her out. And, you know, it is the day of love, right? I wanted to leave the day off with not just beautiful products to buy for your loved one, but someone that can help you with your loved one. Saman, how are you?
Be careful with that. Be careful with that promise.
Oh, was it? Okay. He can give you some suggestions.
No, okay, I'm right. Just messing. I'm just kidding.
Right. Don't take me to task, folks. He can't. Okay, right. It's a pandemic.
Yeah, totally. How you doing, Monique? It's good to see you.
Oh, my God, dear. It's good to see you. I know we both moved recently, and we had holidays and all of that fun stuff. So everything's been good, and I've missed you, and we're on a new platform. How do you like the new intro?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Very clean cut, and yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the team at LA Talk, Sam and Ronan and everybody. They did a good job. How has it been for you in the last couple months with what you do? I guess we should introduce you first, right?
Sure, yeah. Well, I'm a licensed MFT, so licensed marriage and family therapist. I practice psychotherapy with individuals doing one-on-one therapy. I work with couples. I work with families. I work with young children, group therapy, you kind of name it. And I try to keep my practice pretty broad because I just love working with the psyche and with people who are coming in for all different kinds of things in their life.
I know business is booming probably.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny as I think I always share on this show, like, there's never a shortage of personal suffering going on for people. So people are always reaching out. But it's funny you brought up the Valentine's Day thing, because one thing that's interesting, or I often like to think about, is we don't give enough credit to the power and the psychology of what the day represents. You know, one thing I've noticed throughout the years is like different holidays, they leave people in a certain state, even if they're aware of it or not. Like, for instance, Mother's Day and Father's Day, I find is one of those where whether you're actually with your family or not, the presence of the mother is really, really profound and really powerful. And it comes out, and it might not even be like you're thinking about your mother or your father or whoever it is, but it kind of like captures your energy in a way. And people just are sensitive on that day. And I find Valentine's Day is one of those days as well because of what it represents.
You know, and this is why I love having you on, because you oftentimes offer a 3D version to things. Just when I thought I've looked at it every way I could look at it, you definitely bring another perspective. How do you find that you've observed that comes out, do you think?
Well, you know, so we have the commercial way of kind of understanding Valentine's Day and what it represents. So people are, you know, whether they're consciously aware of it or not, days kind of... We treat them almost like measuring sticks, right? So what's the thing that people are probably saying to themselves right now? They're probably saying, am I happy with the relationship I'm in? Am I grateful for that? Am I in a relationship and do I want one? And what does that mean about me if I have one or I don't have one? You know, there's a whole movement of people right now who are actually, and I love it, are trying to become more conscious of what it means to not necessarily be in a relationship on Valentine's Day, but still treat the day with intention. That's not just about relating to another human being, but maybe having a relationship to self. Yeah. Having a relationship to self where you set an intention with yourself of how you want to give love to yourself, or how you how you kind of want to move forward with other relationships with a certain kind of intention. But it's not this measuring stick, whether you either have something or you don't have something, which is kind of a very linear way of looking at yourself. You know, it's kind of looked at through this lens of, am I successful or not? Yeah. Or, you know, am I loved or not? Yeah.
Isn't that healthy all on its own? Even if you are bashing yourself today, or, you know, you're like, damn it, I'm whatever I am. I mean, it's still healthy to go in and look at it, right? As entrepreneurs, we do it all the time, I'm sure, to make sure our business is okay.
Totally, totally. I think the word that stuck out for me there was bashing. Like, there's a difference between treating the day with reflection and that's why I go back to measuring stick. And I bring this often because the measuring stick is, it's an evaluative process. And when we evaluate ourselves, generally when we're in a place in which we're being, I don't know, I think pretty hard on ourselves, but I completely agree with you. How is it not natural to not reflect today on what you want, where you feel stuck, what you're grateful for, all of those things? It's, yeah.
Even, yeah, and I want to tell everybody, take it easy. So I made a kind of a cheeky post. I think you liked it last night. And I had a little glass of bubbly, and I just was like, single or Valentine and COVID free. So like, you know my personality. It was, yeah. I was being cheeky about it, tongue in, you know, and yeah. I was poking fun at the fact that, like, I'm stuck in the house like all the rest of you guys, and but I also don't have COVID. So, you know, let's pick and choose what we're going to cry about. And, you know, also to myself, though, toughen up a little bit. Like, yeah, you don't have a date tonight, but is it worth it? Because being single in a pandemic is a whole nother can of worms, right? So I think, you know, it's okay. Someone else posted, I don't have a Valentine this year, something wrong with me. And I put on there, or it could be a global pandemic.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It could be you're fucked up, but then there's also a pandemic.
Yeah. Never has loneliness been so accepted before. You know, it's kind of like we're in this time. It's always been this thing of like, well, how do you get yourself out there and make contact with the world and everything? And there's just this shared loneliness, even for people who have a partner. There's a sense of isolation, of disconnect from community, from contact, from all of those things. And I don't know. I see that as a bit of a silver lining of a shared experience. Not that it feels good, but that we can be in it together. Because usually when you're in loneliness, you really feel like it's just you.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that feels terrible, right, for people about not having a partner on Valentine's Day. It's like, man, here I am alone again. When it's really not that case, right? It's you and a lot of others. But right now we can see that we're sharing that experience with one another more.
And you're offering another angle of the couples, you know, because some people that are coupled might be tired of each other because their relationship works because the other person's an entrepreneur and they hit the road 180 days out of the year and now they're up under, which kind of leads me to the kind of segue to the next thing, which is a lot of people who are, you know, falling into situations that aren't great. Domestic situations and, you know, this pandemic's bringing out some ugly things. What is your take on that? And then I have a specific account I want to bring up to you.
Well, that's kind of a broad spectrum. I mean, if you're specifically bringing up what you just said about domestic violence, obviously, you know, I would encourage somebody to get support in the ways that they know how, whether that's reaching out to a therapist or a local community group or somewhere where they feel they can have some sense of safety.
Yeah.
On the other end of the spectrum, if we're not just talking about DV necessarily, I think that's kind of awesome. You know, I'm one of those people that think we grow the most out of the discomfort we deal with. And for people who are feeling maybe trapped in a circumstance in which they have to kind of observe their relationship for the first time or really confront what's happening within it, might not feel so good, but in the grand scheme of who they are and what it can lead them to engaging their relationship in a way that feels more alive and more intentional. And I'm not, you know, even as a couple, a person who does couples work, I'm not necessarily committed to the relationship staying in its current form. Yeah. I mean, this idea, even today of all days, it's like, what is this idea that that being in a relationship is the measuring stick for success? It is true that there's something about us that relies on attachment, and that there is something nice about being in relation to another and sharing a life with another. But just being in relation, it's not the same as actually having contact and intimacy. And I think that's what it really brings up for people. You know, I want the intimacy. I want the touch. I want the community. I want to feel like I have purpose in a relationship, you know?
You want someone to show up for you on one day of the year to express their love outwardly and publicly and profess it with flowers and perfume and all these crazy things, you know, if you're in that space. And then sometimes maybe they'll cook something for you. But I think that the thing, but I think there's this doer I mean, I know there's different love languages, but on this day specifically, if you're coupled or you have a partner, those things are supposed to happen. I mean, I was at Trader Joe's last night getting groceries, and all the guys ran in. You know, I saw a waiter in his outfit. People were running in to grab those flowers because they're a good price point and they're pretty flowers. So they go grab. Everyone's walking out with their. But there's this. You have to show up to maintain what we are.
Yeah, there is a little bit of that. I agree with you. There's that pressure, and I think it's to each couple. Each couple has its own life and their own agreement in that way that they discuss. You know, I'm personally a person where two of my favorite gifts have been somebody who brought leftover sushi to a party and some funky socks. So I like, you know, I like simple gestures that go right to the heart of who I am in a way, and that makes me feel good. But yeah, but that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with a grand gesture. I think how we give and receive and love and affection is being constantly negotiated and communicated in relationships. And that's important, you know, not as an expectation, but as a showing of, hey, this is how I exist.
I love it. I think that, you know, my takeaway from that as an entrepreneur right now, a single entrepreneur, like a lot of you out there, in the middle of the pandemic, is that, you know, your expectations of people or yourself, maybe lower it a little bit, not lower it as your whole constitution in your life, but lower it as far as expecting so much. And maybe that's just a point to myself, but be grateful that you still have what you have and that you're moving forward and that you have shelter and food and you're healthy. So maybe the love today is that you have those things, or you're working towards getting those things, or you're keeping those things, or you're providing those things. And that's a beautiful Valentine's Day in a pandemic, being single. And yeah,
absolutely. And you can give it. You can give it too. You don't even have to just receive. I mean, if you want that, I think there's something to say about not even reaching out to a romantic partner, but anybody, and saying, hey, you just crossed my mind as somebody that I would love to say today that, you know, I really appreciate, or I just love our interactions. You know, when you put that out there, I'm a personal believer that you're opening yourself up to be reached for in a different kind of way as well.
Ooh, that's a whole beautiful. Okay, Simon, you see, guys, this is why I check in with Simon. He keeps the entrepreneurs mind right. He keeps you, and he opens up all these, you open up all these little caves of opportunity. And I mean, this show is only 50 minutes, but thank you. And, you know, I want to just read, you know, a headline to you. You probably saw everybody. And Simon, I want to get your specific opinion about it. So there was a TikTok star. Her name was, and please excuse me, friends and family, I'm going to butcher her name, and I should have practiced, but I believe her name was Dazaria Shaffers, or Shaffars, and it's spelled Dazhariaa and then Shaffer. So this young lady is a TikTok star, and she just turned 18, I think the last summer, and she reached 1.5, if not 1.4, 1.5 followers on TikTok. Now, on any platform, that's an achievement, and as an entrepreneur, amazing. Whatever you guys think about TikTok, she was doing something really good with her platform. So, and then she also was launching a beauty brand, and she seemed to be on her way at 18. Okay. I just turned 43 weeks ago. So seeing this young lady, here's the question. Here's what happened. So long and the short of it is, we still don't know why. There's speculation, but I won't go into that. I respect her family at this time, of course, but she wound up committing suicide. She just passed away. And but I saw someone, there was a post, and she's sitting on her floor, and she's got all those packages, you know, those labels, and they're ready to be shipped. She's got them spread out, and you could see her caption was, I just printed a label and another order comes in. And we've all been there, right? Like, as an entrepreneur, even if you're not to that level, but you're like, oh, someone likes what I'm doing. Okay. And you feel that pressure, but you want it to be perfect. You want it to be on time. This young lady was getting there, and you could tell, so she had the, I wish I was there with her on that floor of like, let's get you organized, let's help you, let's encourage you, you know, like an entrepreneurial aunt, if you will, because I see what you're doing and I want you to win and you're only 18. And it breaks my heart that she didn't have that. And she felt, and I don't know if that's the main reason why, but what do you think with the influencers that are coming up really quick with a lot of followership that they can't really handle maybe?
So yeah, it's a really, it's a sad situation.
Yes.
I always feel, I always want to be tender when I'm talking about a situation like that, because it's very easy for us to say, oh, well, these are the reasons these things happen. And there's no way for me to really know what was happening in this person's inner life in that situation. I mean, the things that stand out to me in a situation like that, not necessarily with her, but when you have a public persona, is that sometimes there can be a struggle in keeping your staying connected to your sense of self. What happens is the public persona becomes your primary identity. And making, to the point where it's hard for you to make contact with yourself, you know, as the way others see you is how you begin to see yourself. It's classic projective identification in psychology. And how do we stay connected to ourselves when the world keeps projecting one thing onto us? So what was being projected onto her with 1.5 million followers? I don't know. I haven't seen the page. I don't know who this was. Is this, was it the goddess? Was it somebody who has everything together? I'm not sure, but that must be hard if you're struggling and you're suffering to be in a platform where that's not something that you show.
Yeah.
So you can tell me. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, all we're doing is drawing our own take. We respect the whole. But yeah, she just seemed like a regular girl dancing to music, doing the little dance challenges, wanting to do beauty line and having, boyfriend issues like I guess a lot of us girls, even at my age, might have. And, family stuff too, just seemed like a regular gal down in New Orleans and beautiful young lady. She kind of reminds me of my niece. So I think it also pulled on my heartstring a little extra. Real curly hair, beautiful, perfect, perfect future to me. But anyway, I wanted to touch on that. I love what you said. And that outward persona that we're trying to keep up with, I think being grounded first is the first step. And that might be harder for some people. So I want to continue this conversation on my show, guys, because I felt the need to, you guys know I have another platform called Followship. It's like the fellowship, but the followship. And that's to help you guys in this time. If you don't have a website, if you need a logo, if you need online presence to help you integrate out of the brick and mortar and onto the online space, it's for those baby boomers. It's for those people who do not like the internet or find it challenging or intimidating. We want you to embrace it. It can be your friend. You can make a lot of money off of it. So I want to help people come in. But I also think another piece of my brand will be to help influencers that find an overnight platform and they are successful, but maybe there's a need to have a mentorship. I'm only one person, but I know that there's a lot of people out there. I had a talk with someone in the community, in my production community, and she's a badass. And she's like, oh yeah, I could be that for somebody, because this shouldn't happen. This young lady should have some support, at least if not from any other place, from the entrepreneur space, if she's pulling those kind of numbers. That's my feeling.
I just love the feeling I'm getting from you of that kind of support you want to give her. It sounds like it really touched a part of you. For me, the first place I go to is what can each of us do to kind of directly approach this condition? And for me, the way I approach it within myself is that when I'm out, let me give an example. I just redid my whole website, but I'm in the process of making a video for it. Right. And I showed the video to some friends and, a few of them were like, I like it, but you could tell they're uncomfortable. They're like, is that really you? And I'm like, well, you're right. It's not me all the time, but this is the part of who I am. This is the part of my persona that I'm choosing to share in this moment and project out into the world, because that's what I'm offering in that moment. And I have to remember that about myself. And I have them also telling me, we know these other things about you. And I think as we go into the public sphere and as people are getting all these followers, it's great for each of us to treat these social media platforms not as a place in which we can just talk about how great everything is and how great we are, but to acknowledge all the different aspects of who we are. And by doing that, we're making more room for others to be able to do that as well and not have to, you know, live up to so much. Live up to so
beautiful.
Much.
Yeah. Beautiful advice today. I hate to cut you off, Simon, because you are a gem. We love you here at LA Talk at the Startup. You guys, check out Simon on Instagram, To Be Human. And
To Be Human, right? Psychotherapy. To Be Human Psychotherapy. Yeah.
What's your phone number? Or what else did you want to get?
Oh, I'm doing the whole plug. Okay. And then the phone number is 818-207-4443. And then they get hit on my website at SimonKazani.com.
Thank you, Simon. A pleasure to have you again. It is always, we're so grateful. You guys, shout out to Michael Solberg Family Wines, La Casa del Camino here in Laguna Beach. If you're looking for a pandemic staycation, you want to get out of the house, they'll take care of you over there. And they've got that beautiful rooftop. So tell them Monique Larray sent you. And as always, I ask you on Sundays, be well to each other, but what will you start up today? Happy Valentine's Day.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.